Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Bradley. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Bradley, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gifts of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall. Stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Bradley takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
Start something on faith. Hallelujah. Start looking at what is faith. The whole thing about Christianity is faith. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the whole thing about Christianity is faith. Wow, hallelujah. So faith has nothing to do with what you see. Tell somebody that faith has nothing to do with what you see. So if you say you want to walk with God, and then you look at what you see, you are not going to do well. Hallelujah. Your life is not straight. That's why you need faith. Do you get it? One of the things that you have to understand, if you want to be successful, or anybody who has been successful, they are people of commitment. Say commitment. They are committed. And because the things that people show on social media and all that, they are not the reality of life. They show you nice pictures. They show you their best. But the process to get there is another thing altogether. Hallelujah. And so look at Hebrews 6:12. It says that we do not want you to become what? Lazy. Other version said sluggish. But to imitate those through faith and what? Patient. Inherit what has been promised. Faith and what? Patient, the two conditions on which the promises are inherited are faith and what? Patient. If you want to get anything, these are the two conditions you have to meet. If God promises you anything, if God says, I'll do anything in your life, if you hear a prophecy, whatever, if you have a vision, you have an idea, there are two things that are important. Faith and what? Patient. Say faith and patient. Now, if you don't have these two things, you will not do well. Your patience to let a seed that you have sown to grow. If you don't have that patience, you won't do what? If you talk to any farmer, they will tell you, if anything, whether you have a business idea, whatever you have, if you sow, you have to be patient, right? So two conditions that which the promises are inherited are faith and patience. Hebrews 6:13. Says that when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself saying, I will surely bless you and give you many what? Descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was what? Promise. After waiting what? Patiently. So what is faith? First, Second Peter, I'm doing a recap, so I'm moving fast. Second Peter 1. Chapter 1, 1 to 4. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of God and Savior Jesus Christ has received faith as precious as what? As ours. So what he's saying is that, okay, so let me move on. Just I'll explain it further. So grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge, epignosis. It's not gnosis, epignosis. This is a knowledge that is discerned. It is not necessarily taught. You see, that is why when you want somebody get close to you, so you see, the people who do Joe impress, you want to impress people, you have problem. Because what will let you become successful, the person's anything be stable, is when the person is able to discern to know. So a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus has received faith as precious as grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. One day I'll take time and teach you about the epignosis properly, but it's a discernment. It's something you only acquire when you had worked with somebody or you can know. So the know something by not just a knowledge, but something, maybe women can say intuition, or it goes beyond that anyway. Hallelujah. But it takes somebody with epignosis, a discernment. Bible said, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love. He said, but it's only the Spirit that reveals it. Do you get it? It's only the Spirit. If today we all know that Eben will become a president of Ghana, we all take his number, isn't it? But we can't know. It's a special knowledge that comes from the Spirit. Hallelujah. And so that's why many people don't know. You can't read. I know people who have PhD in New Testament, but they are Muslims. You can't know God. Bible said the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. You can't know God just by reading. Do you get it? You can't know God just by what? Reading. So his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge. You see, epignosis again, of him. Your prosperity in Christ is not just reading. That's why people have read the Bible fully, but they are not still experiencing the power of God. Please, I hope you are following. So through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through this, he has given us every great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature. So that you participate in what? His divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. Okay, so what like precious faith means? Same kind of faith. Hallelujah. Say same kind of faith. So that's why I said God is not a respecter of person. The one who has been a Christian for 40 years and the one who is a Christian today, the faith they have is the same. Not in terms of what they can do, but I mean, God sees them what? The same. That's why I said the precious faith like us. So believers, whether apostle or new convert, receive faith of the same kind of what? Quality. Same kind or quality. That is why the woman with the issue of blood was not an apostle. But Bible said that what she heard, because Jesus said that your faith has made you what? Whole. The centurion, the soldier, who had, Jesus said, I've not seen this kind of faith. Even those people were people before. So when you become a Christian, if you became a convert today, what your faith can do, the one who has been a Christian for 40 years, faith can do the same. Do you get what I'm saying? The quality, what that faith can do. He said, if you have faith like as small as the mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to what? Move, isn't it also? So saying, that's what he's talking about. If the saving faith is based on the right, because the saving faith is based on the righteousness of God. No second class Christian. Say, nobody is a second class Christian. You see, that's why I didn't hear. Say, nobody is a second class Christian. If you have a problem, do you see? If you have a problem and you come to God in prayer, he will answer you. You don't need the pastor to say, I'm putting my hand on. You see, we do that to stir up your faith. Say, to stir up your faith. We pray with you to stir up your faith. We do that not because that your faith, God won't hear it. Please, I hope you are following. Mark 11:24. Open your Bible to Mark 11:24 and see something. Mark 11:24. He said that when you come to ask God anything in what? In prayers, right? Believe you have what? You see, the faith. Believe. What is the belief? The belief, the spelling is what? B-E-L-I-E-V-E. So this is not a noun. This is a verb. It is not B-E-L-I-E-F. That is a noun. Faith now. So if I say, you go to a company, they will say, this is our belief. We believe that. You know, if my people, I get in that there are people who have various beliefs. That's why we are doing anything. Look for people with common beliefs. That is B-E-L-I-E-F. But this is B-E-L-I-E-V-E. It's a verb, which means that if you come to God, act on that belief. That's why it's faith. Do you get what I'm saying? And so when you come to God, you ask God for feast. He said, believe you have what? Receive, and you shall receive. It is the quality of that. Hallelujah. Okay. So, no second class of Christians. So, no second class Christian. This affirms that all believers share equally in the benefits of what? Salvation, justification, access to God, and indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We all have equal access to what? God. My father used to tell me, when I was a small boy, my father used to tell me that when you have problem and it's difficult for you, go to God. And he will go and lie prostrate. He's the one who made me know that word prostrate. He will go and lie before God and talk to God. You see, if you read the Bible, after the prophet Nathan or any prophet come to David and they have said anything, after that, David himself goes to God. Isn't that it? He doesn't say that they've given him anointing, so that's all. No. No matter the thing you tell David, David will still go to God and do what? Pray. How many of you remember Hezekiah? When they came to tell him that he was going to die, what did he do? The Bible students. Bible said he turned his face to the wall and he spoke to God himself. How many of you remember what is called? Jabez. He went to God himself to do what? Speak to. We all have, even this, some of this, they are in the Old Testament. How much more the New Testament? You see, no matter what somebody tells you, say that, hey, I've seen a prophet about you, you are going to die tomorrow. What would you do? Maybe you don't know whether it is true or false. So what do you have to do? No, I'm using another word, access to God. In that context, what would you have to do? You have to go to God. Say, go to God. You have to go to God and talk to God. God, somebody told me this. Make your case, is it not it? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You see? Hallelujah. So it is received, number three, it is received, not end. Say it is received, not end. Your faith that you have is received, not end. That's why it's so precious. The phrase says, we obtained or received this faith, highlighting God's grace, not human effort. Your faith that you have, Bible says he has dealt to us the measure of faith. Every Christian has faith. You see, do you know why God has instituted apostles, prophets, teachers, Ephesians? Said that when the man, God, Jesus ascended on high, he gave men what? Gifts. And to some he gave apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of ministry, so that we all come to the unity of faith. Are you listening? So that we all come to where? He said to some, he gave apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors, some evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Abuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600. 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.